7:41 a.m. Good morning. It's December 12th. Is this the day that will live in infamy? December 7th. December 12th. Where am I? December 7th. Isn't this Pearl Harbor Day? Torah, Torah, Torah. Anyway, I'm out 3 days in a row. I had a good first mile. Still feel like crap. I don't feel as bad, but still not on the top of my game. But it's time. Holy crap. Pandora did me proud. 16:30 for the first mile this morning. That's with stopping to take a picture. I feel like I sound like Garrison Keillor this morning. Fresh from Lake Wobegon, where all the children are above average. At any rate, out with the dog walkers. It's 25 degrees this morning, 26. It's chilly morning. And yeah, the Friday morning, I've got to get a book out today. I'm going home, I'm gonna get my coffee. Might have second breakfast. I got up with heartburn this morning, so I had a piece of toast right off the bat. Seems to have helped a little bit. I'm still a bit bilious, but not too bad. Take an earplug out so I can hear myself talk. Get the gloves on. No, we're still ticking. Okay. Slow this mile down a little bit. My legs are beginning to cramp up a bit. I didn't realize I was trucking so quickly. Oh, a yappy dog. Who would have thought? It's not a bad day. It's Friday. Kids went to school. Why stay home? But don't let that get in my way. Got a book I gotta get out today. Quarter sure has to get out today. I'm gonna go home, I'm gonna sit down, I'm gonna grind on it until it's done. That's it. Well, after I post this, gotta get my business back on track because it's been sort of drifting along for way, way, way too long. My antibiotics at 4. I have to take them again at like 9 or 10. I think I'm a couple doses down. Jaw still hurts. Yesterday, after talking for an hour or so with kids, it was really sore. I can still feel the swelling in my face. It doesn't show up because it's under the beard. But I can feel it when I move my jaw. The skin at the side of my mouth is still a bit tight. I had lentil soup again last night for dinner, along with some fresh bread. Baked fresh loaf. Came up nice. I've been having a bit of a trouble slicing even slices. Quite sure why, but not letting the knife do the work, I think. Sun is actually well up. It's a little watery today because it's behind a thin layer of clouds up there. But a lovely morning, in spite of the fact that it's cold and cloudy. Which is interesting, because I don't know why it makes, what makes it a lovely morning. The fact that I'm out and it's cold and crisp and bracing. My fingers are freezing. I wonder if I can put this in my pocket. Okay, phone's in my shoulder pocket. Which lets me ball my fists up inside my gloves. Helps to keep my fingers warm. The digits are toasty. No, the digits are frosty, which is why I've got to get them toasty. So I got out a little early today, not a lot, but at least started moving in this direction a little sooner today. Tomorrow's Saturday. I don't have to get kids up. I don't have to worry about kids getting underway. Maybe I can leave at 7. So yeah, the last song I heard on Pandora before I shut it off to record was Gaga's On the Edge of Glory. That was inspiring. Feeds into my desire to get this next book, this first book, published under the new name. Got a last round, finish the copy edits, validate the HTML, extract the file segments, recombine it for an EPUB, and then upload. Now, I have done this before and got it all validated, and for some reason, I don't seem to have the validated file. I wonder why. You got 3,800 errors in validation. It's all the same stuff. I know I've corrected it once. I wonder if I can find that file if I sort by date. Because if I can, I can just go through and change the copy edits that need to be fixed. It should be under... I need to go look at that, because otherwise I'm going to waste a lot of time. I got half share validated too, I think. The problem is that the EPUB really likes XML and not HTML. So I need to validate HTML with the XML standard. Which is not terribly difficult because as a validator I use a W3C validator service to check it. Now once that's checked, then I run an EPUB check against the compiled EPUB to make sure that the EPUB is valid. And then well, that's a lot of front-end work. What it means is that I'm pretty sure that when I generate the Kindle files, they're what I expect them to be. The long eastern reach. But I gotta get this stuff done. I got the cover for South Coast, and that's been copy edited, I think. Pretty sure. So there's a book I could throw in the mix as soon as I can get my head out of my butt, which seems to be the biggest problem at this point. This dental work has been a distraction. But and so has my sister's illness. Somehow I have to try to figure out a way to work around and through all this stuff, along with my wife's chronic illness, my kids failing school. The good news is if Elizabeth fails this semester, then she won't be graduating in the spring, which means I go to BalticCon this year. on time. I go anyway, it's just a question of when. And on the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter if she passes this year or next year. Which is a little odd to think about, really, but I think it's pretty much true. We get so strung out on deadlines and, oh, well, 4 years of high school, she has to graduate after 4 years. Really, why? Because, I don't know, because she graduates with her class? Because that makes some grand difference to her long-term happiness? I look back 42 years, 43 years, I graduated in 1970, 42 years. Would it have mattered if I graduated with the class of 71 instead of the class of 70? Now I'd still have been facing the draft. I'd still would have had the problems with selective service and the Vietnam War. I still would have joined the service. I still would have joined the Coast Guard. Probably would have still joined the Coast Guard. Of course, I don't know that for sure, because alternate history isn't necessarily predictable. But I didn't. I graduated in 1970 and I joined the service. I spent 5 years in the Guard. Spent 5 more years managing textbooks. Got married, got divorced. Went into computers in about 1980. Started my bachelor's degree in 1980. Finished it. Started at State University. I started at the University of Southern Maine in Portland. Got 2 years there. Finished it at SUNY Buffalo, Millard Fillmore College, the business school there. Finished it in 92. I took a couple undergrad courses at Colby, so I was 14, 15 years from the time I took my first bachelor's degree course to when I actually got a bachelor's degree. Three different schools. My transcript is kind of ugly. Now I came out here, got a master's in 98, PhD in 2004. So it only took me 5 years for my PhD. I think I took three for my master's. Actually, it took a little longer because I took a bunch of courses to get student status at UNC so I could get on the internet while I was still working for Catapult. Catapult Software Training. Redefining the learning curve. Yeah. Okay. Last turn, headed north. Everything in the park is now turned brown. Some bushes that are red. The tree, the bark is kind of red colored. Some kind of weedy growth. It's quite a stand of it there. Buffalo grass is all turned gold. I assume that's buffalo grass. I may be wrong. My legs are tired today. We got a good workout. I got a good workout. Now, as long as it doesn't make me sick again, lame me up for tomorrow, that would be par for the course. Somehow I keep forgetting that my body is not 25 or even 30 years old anymore. A school bus. An odd time for a school bus. Well, I don't know. It might be the right time for a school bus. I've just lost track. Yeah, I think I pushed a little too hard for the first mile. My legs are telling me, hey, you haven't done that for a while. You might want to take it easy. It's okay, I'm almost home. Gonna get a cup of coffee. I might splurge and fix myself an omelet, something with protein in it. Some cheese, maybe. Oh, a few slices of smoked Gouda, some ham. Ooh, doesn't that sound good? Because I'm on the edge of glory. And I'm hanging on a moment with you. Even as I walk up to the back gate, note that tomorrow is another day with any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.